This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
It's been an interesting year for the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra. The group's main hall was undergoing a major renovation, and then the pandemic hit and made in-person concerts impossible. So this year's season is something different, a series of concerts featuring chamber music and small ensembles who play while observing coronavirus precautions. Ticket holders can attend the concerts remotely and even watch them again. Earlier this week, I spoke to acting concertmaster and violinist Ilana Setepen. She's been in one concert already and is preparing for another on Saturday. Clearly, it's been a difficult year, but I asked her if there had been any bright spots for the orchestra.
I think the biggest bright spot has just been coming into the hall and getting to see it in person. We've seen so many pictures, and some of us saw it, you know, before they started the renovations, but no one had really, from the orchestra, the musicians, no one had really been in here in a year, over a year. And so just getting to see it and see my colleagues react to how beautiful it actually is has been really special.
That's right, because you had the renovation and then there was a flood, I guess. And
yeah, they had some flooding over the summer. And so we got pushed back a little bit more. And they've been through a lot here.
That sort of leads me to my next question, which is that, you know, now you're not just Milwaukee's symphony, but really the world's orchestra. I mean, literally anyone who buys a ticket can see you perform. Does that make the experience of performing any different for you?
Maybe a little bit, but, you know, in some sense, when we perform, we never know who's going to be in the audience. So it doesn't change a whole lot, especially since we can't even see who is watching. Our goal as musicians is just to give the best performance that we can. It's definitely more pressure to have cameras on you, I will say that, rather than to just do a live performance, because you know it's going to be memorialized forever. So I would say that's the biggest difference for us.
Musicians tend to, in my experience, be kind of in two camps. Either the audience gives them nerves or they get a lot of energy from the audience. And you know, like you said, there's camera and that's different. And you don't know who your audience is. How have people been dealing with that?
I think people have been dealing pretty well. One of our biggest challenges has been less rehearsal time for chamber music. Actually, when you put a chamber music concert together, you would want probably more rehearsal because everything is more exposed individually. And there's a lot more detail work that you can do as a small group. And we've had actually quite a bit less rehearsal time than we normally would get even for a symphony program because we're limited to short amounts of time that we can be in the hall before they have to air it out. So our rehearsals are limited to 1 hour. And even if we get three rehearsals, that's still not a whole lot of time to put a big piece together. So I would say that has been more of a challenge than adjusting to no audience.
Tell me about the next concert that you'll be part of.
I'm performing in a concert this weekend, which we're currently in rehearsals for, called Eight is Enough. And it's got three pieces on it, two of which I will be playing in. One of them is the Mendelssohn Octet, which is an old standard favorite among chamber musicians. That's just one of the most fun things to put together and to perform. And the other piece I'm playing is a modern piece by a composer named Andrew Norman for 8 virtuoso violins. It's called Gran Turismo, and it's based on the video game Gran Turismo. It's about cars, basically. And it's a whole lot of energy, it's a whole lot of grit, and you really can hear the cars the whole way through. It's a really fun piece to play and to put together, and it's going to be a really fun week.
Ilana Setepen, thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck with the rest of the season.
Thank you so much for having me.